Highly favored. All that good stuff?
All that good stuff.
Yeah? All right. All is well with your soul, my soul? I'd just love to say good morning and welcome once again to everybody that's here. Something I've learned over the years is that I don't know everything. My wife is very, very, very good at pointing that out to me as well. Yeah, somebody just posted something on Facebook. They said, be very careful what you say or do in a pastor's house, for it may be used in a sermon. Did you guys see that out there? And I thought, my gosh, is that true? That is so true, right? So anyways, watch out, guys. What you say, it might be used, but I'm not going there. So over the past several weeks, Pastor Weldon and myself, we've been talking about the Holy Spirit. God, the Holy Spirit, has had us in this place of just seeing more of what it is that each and every one of us have. So the good news is that if you are saved, meaning if you have made Jesus Christ Lord and Savior of your life, you have the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 1, 13 and 14 is very clear in this. It says that you have received this promise, the promise of the Holy Spirit. So here's something that we need to understand, each and every one of us, is that when we become born again, when we become saved, it's not that the Holy Spirit comes after. When we become saved, you get the Holy Spirit right then and there. And that means that because you get the Holy Spirit right then and there, there's no hoops to jump through. All you had to do was accept and believe on Jesus Christ. So that moment, that day that you got saved, you now have been born again, and you have been blessed with power of God that lives within you. In other words, things that you couldn't do on your own, you now can do through Christ Jesus, who gives you strength in all areas of life. Every area that it may be, every answer that you may need, it can be revealed to you through the Holy Spirit. It can be revealed to you through the written word of God. In other words, we're not alone. Jesus said, when I go, I will leave you a comforter who will not only be with you, but be in you. And so we've talked about how we now have become this temple of the Holy Spirit. And we've brought messages like, you know, maybe you need to clean house a little bit, or whatever the case may be. And we've talked about the fruit of the Spirit. You see, everything that we desire in life, we already have. Do you know God created the earth and the heavens in 6 days? On the seventh day, he rested. Amen? Meaning everything that needed to be created has been created. It's not being redone. In other words, he already knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. Why? Because you were already created here in his, God's mind, God's eye. You were already there. You were already a part. You were already a special chosen individual to come and serve him. You just had to step into that. And then when you step into that, wow, now watch out. Because you are no longer yourself, you've become what? A new creation. The old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. So I've been stuck on this thing. You know, in both the men's group, Bible study Monday, and the Bible study at my house Tuesday, we are in the book of Matthew. Both of us in the first chapter of the book of Matthew. It's something that I cannot get away from, and that's why it spurred me to go this direction today, was the Spirit was what formed Jesus in Mary's womb. And so in other words, the Holy Ghost created a baby in a virgin mother. There was no conception that brought forth between man and woman. It was a supernatural creation. So my mind's been focused on how the Holy Spirit creates. And so the title of today's message is Elohim, Ra'uk, Aruk Elohim. And you're like, well, what the heck does that mean? It's Hebrew. Look it up. No, I'm just kidding. Before I go there, let me just bring scripture to you. This is Genesis 1 and 2. I think before we can understand anything, we always need to go back to the beginning. Amen? The very beginning is important, and there is so much. If you want to learn more about the things of God, get into the book, get into the Word, get into Genesis, and read the first 3 chapters. and really, really, really dive into the first three chapters, because what you will see and the revelation that you will get from it sets the foundation, the stage for everything that we know here on earth, everything that we know right now, and to include going on in heaven. So verse 1, chapter 1, Genesis, in the beginning. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God, everybody say Spirit of God, moved upon the face of the waters. Now what's really interesting in this is, depending on the commentaries, you look up things like that, the word moved in here is like the word brooded. Like a bird that sits over a nest and broods over their young, preparing. The Holy Ghost was sitting over or hovering over the formless part of earth and heaven, waiting to be created, just waiting for Father God to say, let something happen. Do you see, God is the creator, but it is the Spirit of God that creates. I think you need to understand this. Hopefully you can get this revelation here. Who houses the Spirit of God?
We do.
We have the Spirit of God in us. And the Spirit of God does what? Creates. Are you hearing anything that I'm saying? I hope you're hearing some things. You see, we're always trying to do things on our own. And even in the fruit of the Spirit, we just have to submit our will to that so that we can act those things out that are already ours. But you see, God has already created something new in each and every one of us. The day that you accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, that was it. Matter of fact, at that point, you really technically could just sit and rest, because you know why? Because everything else had been completed in you. Now in Galatians 5, it says, but now that you are in the Spirit, you have the Spirit, walk in the Spirit. And so that means we submit our will to God's will, and we allow the Spirit of God to move in our lives. But you don't have to recreate something that's already been created. You see, just as God was waiting to speak and say, let there be light, immediately the Spirit of God creates the light. And then he goes on and he says, let there be land and let there be animals. Here's something you need to understand. Do you know God created everything before he created us? Why? He created everything before he created us, so that we would never be in lack or need. Do you see? We say things like, in an impoverished nation or where I need food. But did you know it's already been created? In America, many times we'll be, well, I need more money. Do you know in reality, every provision that you need has already been created? Our wants and our desires are things that have been birthed in our heart. It's up to us to maybe step out. You know, God created all of the food for Adam and Eve. Yeah. Did you know that? They still had to pick the fruit and eat it, though.
Come on.
Everything that you need in life is already yours. You just need to pick the fruit and eat it.
Come on.
He says the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. We just need to do the work. And that's the easy part of things, because we don't have to create it. We don't have to create anything, because it's already been done for us. If you want it, go get it. If you desire it, ask, seek, knock. Keep asking, seeking, and knocking. I am way ahead of myself, but let me go back. So the Spirit of God is Ruach Elohim, which means also great wind, which also can be translated as God's breath. God breathed life into his creation, mankind, and there became Adam. There became life. He has breathed that same breath of life in us, so that we can have life. You see, Adam was destined to live on and on forever and ever in the natural form on earth, walking and being and serving in the will of God. Amen? But then come the fall of man. But that's where Jesus comes back on the scene, so that now we can have everlasting life. These bodies fade away, but we have eternal life, and we will return to this earth that we have left to reign over it. Did you know that?
Yep.
Hallelujah! You see, everlasting life is exactly that, everlasting life. People say, well, God's plans changed. No, they never changed. When he created all of creation through the power of the ghost, it was done. It was done thousands of years ago, and is still done today.
Yes, sir.
That's good news.
Good.
It's good news because it takes the hard work out of us. We don't have to strive and labor to make things better, because you can't make something better than what God already made. Job 33:4 says, the Spirit of God hath made, meaning it's not is going to, he already has made me.
Yes.
And the breath of the Almighty had given me life. Psalms 104:30 says, thou sendest forth the Spirit, and they are created, and thou renewest the face of the earth. This is God. This is the God that we serve. This is the power of the Almighty and the Spirit that he has used to do all of that lives in you. I say that again. The Spirit that God used to create the heaven and the earth, to create all life, lives in you. What does that mean? I have no idea. I have no idea. But it does give me comfort. Do you know, for anybody to grow deeper in the things of God, to have a deeper relationship, I don't even know if that's the right word, but to have a relationship, you have to create that between you and him yourself. So I sat up here and I'm like, I don't know what that means, but I'm telling you that if you seek it out, I bet you can find it and then come and tell me. And then hopefully at that point, maybe that revelation that you just got will become my revelation. But you guys can't live on my revelation. I'm stuck in this mindset right now. I'm like, oh my gosh, God has created everything through the Spirit, and the Spirit lives in me. What can I do? Man, I think I have some power. I think I can probably do some things, only not me, Mike, but me as a child of God with the Holy Ghost living in me.
Yeah.
Big difference, because it's not my will being done, but God's will being done.
Yeah.
Wow. So that is why we lay hands on the sick and pray that they recover. And that is why God has given us all gifts and the ability to speak to him in heavenly languages and to prophesy and speak those things that weren't, but can be. Why? Because God did. See, God spoke and the Spirit created. The Spirit gives us an understanding of what God wants so that when we speak, things can be created. It's a supernatural thing, not a natural thing. It's a thing that you got to get out of your mind and get into him. So thank God it says that God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but power and love and a sound mind. Also says, do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. When you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, your mind's been renewed.
Amen.
At that point in time, your mind's been renewed. You have a new mind. I'll read scripture, hopefully, that brings that to clarity. 1 Corinthians 2:9 through 16. But as it is written, I had not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man. This is what was, the things that God hath prepared for them that love him. It wasn't there, we weren't sure. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. I say that again. God has revealed what God wants to us through his Holy Spirit.
Yes.
For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. I think that's pretty cool. The Spirit that lives in you searches out the deep things of God. So if you want to have more revelation of what God wants for you in life, then just allow the Holy Spirit to move in your life. I know that much. I know that much. You know, every time my mind is concerned with the worldly things, that's what I focus on. But because my spirit's been recreated, if you will, when I focus on the things of God, wow, it's like, wow, I never saw that before. I read it 450 times, but I never saw it this way.
Yes, sir.
I knew that Mary had immaculate conception and Jesus was formed in her womb, but I just never really saw that it was the Holy Spirit that created Jesus in her womb. Just for whatever reason, wasn't that right time, but now it is. You see, when you receive the Spirit of God on salvation, things are different in you. You're not the same. Well, but I don't get it because I look the same, I sound the same, sometimes I have the same thoughts that I don't really want to have. Don't worry about that. You're different. And when we start to realize that I'm not the same person that I used to be, because now I am the temple of the Spirit of God that lives in me, you can start to look at things in a different manner. That person just cut me off. You want to bless them. Because a kind word turns away wrath. And all of a sudden, the things in the Word that you have been reading, they come to life. It's called Rhema Word. So the Word that was just letters on pages were just letters on pages before you got born again. But now that you're born again, it's totally different, I hope. Who's ever had that experience?
Amen.
It's different. For what man knoweth the things of a man? Or can save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God is in us. And so now we have received not the spirit of the world. Everybody say that. I haven't received the spirit of the world. But the Spirit which is of God. That we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. The Spirit of God was given to you so that you may freely know. The Spirit of God was given to you so that you freely know. You don't have to do anything. I seek God. God shows.
Good.
I look at people differently than I did before because I can see the God in them that I couldn't see before. I could see the creation part of a human being and know how specifically special each and every person that's ever been created is, even if they've done evil things. Even if they've stepped on my toes and said something that I didn't like to hear, it still doesn't take away the fact that they're a created being known before they were ever born. My prayer is that they would walk in it.
Yes.
And I point the fingers back at me if I am not walking in it. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but with the Holy Ghost, what the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God. The natural man doesn't receive it. For they are foolishness to him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. Only through being reborn can we know these things. If you don't know them, ask yourself why not. Personal question. But he that is spiritual judges all things. Say that. He that is spiritual judges all things. Well, I'm a Christian, though. I shouldn't judge. Wrong mindset. Wrong mindset. You certainly have discernment over everything that happens, people. Over everything, you can discern whether that is of God or not of God. So you better judge it. That's a pretty strong word, right? You better. But you need to. You need to judge those things. Is it of God or not of God? Judge that. Because the things that are not of God are the things that you want to avoid in your life.
Yes, sir.
For who had known the mind of the Lord? You got to hear this. For who had known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? We have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. See, when Jesus left, he said, I'm going to send you a comforter. And when you look up that and study that, it says that he was leaving us an identical representation of himself. God the Father used the Holy Spirit to create. Jesus Christ is filled with the Spirit of God, walks in his ministry, dies, goes to hell, death, and the grave, and takes the keys, ascends to the Father, but leaves the Holy Spirit for us so that now we can be created in the exact replication of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's how it's set up.
Amen.
Everybody say, I got Christ.
I got Christ.
He's living in you. Do you see how, though, in our own mindset, we can kind of go off and do our own thing? God's given us free will, thank God, because we don't all want to just be robots, right? Thank God he's given us free will. But I think if we can get our mind that is of Christ, not of this world, wrapped around the beautiful things of God, and understand that we don't have to create these things that have already been created in us. You don't have to create patience. It's already been created in you. You don't have to create love. It's a supernatural gift that comes with the Spirit of God. It's already in you. You see, our trials of the past, when we allow those things to weigh on our minds, then we don't walk out in the Spirit because we're allowing the trauma of past to overshadow all the goodness of God. But do you see, that's when we're weak. And if we would submit to God and in our weakness are strong through Him, He already told us that grace is sufficient, right? His grace is all we need. So we continue on. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Recreated. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
Amen.
In other words, new things have come to be. The thing that you never were now is. The things that you never were now are. You're recreated. And the things of the past are no longer. They're gone. And you say, well, how does all of this work? Because again, when I look in the mirror, I see the same face looking back at me. How does this happen? And it happens according to Scripture out of Isaiah 61:10. You see, you've been clothed with a robe of righteousness. Amen. This robe of righteousness is on you now as a believer. God sees this covering of this robe of righteousness on you. He doesn't see the old you. As soon as you accept Christ as Lord and Savior, He sees you as this new creation with a robe of righteousness on. Because it's not by our works, but by what Jesus Christ has already done. And so He sees you now in a totally new light. Which, This is what I love. And this is what I close with today. God, because of his son Jesus Christ, he now sees the beautiful creation of his image and likeness.
Yes.
Not the ugliness of the world. God in Genesis 1:26 says that he created us in his image and likeness.
Yes.
And all of us are trying to figure out what God looks like. He looks like the robe of righteousness. Do you see? Because you have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, when he looks down at you, he sees himself. And he knows in Scripture in Ephesians 5 when it talks about the husband, it says, who man hates himself? Or what husband would hate themselves? Now correlate that with God the Father. He doesn't hate himself.
Good.
He loves you. He loves himself.
Amen.
So today, good, as you go to leave and you think about the breath of God, you think about the Spirit of God that you house, know that it's by nothing that you've done, but you're a new creation. Know that you have been seen and are seen right now by God in a totally different light. Maybe this is old news. Maybe you have known this. Maybe this is just a refresher for you. But did you know once you're saved, you don't have to keep rededicating your life to him for him, his sake. You've been born again, and you're born again. Amen?
Amen.
So if we are in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Let's stand to our feet. Now, Father, I thank you right now, Lord. Father, we don't even have to pray to be blessed. We already are. You created the blessings for us. It's a different thing when we get our mind fixed on how much you love us and the reality of it instead of being so focused on the bad and sinful things of life. So, Father, I pray right now for my brothers and sisters that are here, those that are listening online, that, Father, that they would see themselves as your child. They would know the inheritance that they have. They would understand the power that lives within them. Father, reveal to them in their own secret place at that opportune time how beautiful and lovely they are in your sight. For we are clothed in the robe of righteousness. God, I thank you that you don't see the ugliness of our worldly selves, but you see the beauty of your Son, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That you see your own likeness and image. From the creation of time, it's taken place now. You've given us the fullness. We don't have to strive for anything. You've already given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. Father, I pray that if there's anyone listening or here today that doesn't know you, Jesus as Lord and Savior, Father, they would just simply surrender themselves and they would say, God, I love you. I thank you for your son Jesus dying on the cross for me, and I would ask you to come and live and be with me. Forgive me of my sin. Cleanse me of all unrighteousness. Put on that robe of righteousness, and immediately at salvation, you are filled with the Spirit of God and you're a new creation. All things have passed away. All things are new. Father, I pray that we walk in the newness of life that you have given us each and every day. Father, thank you that you protect each and every one as we leave this week. Bless each and every one. And I thank you that you're with us always, for your word says you'll never leave us nor forsake us. And we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. Have a beautiful week.